today is a Sunday. It is a holiday. It is quiet. There was a lot of expectation that maybe tomorrow people would go back to work. By yesterday night, there was an understanding between the government and the union leaders that the union leaders should go back to their constituency, try to negotiate with them, and see whether the position can be shifted. Unfortunately, as of now, the unions have finished meeting their members. The latest is that they have still rejected the offer which had been given by the government, which was 7.5 increase on the salaries and the 800 rand on the housing allowance.
Talking of the impact down in Durban, is it true that the King George the Fifth Hospital is virtually closed because of lack of staff?
Actually, what has happened is that the government has supplied the Defence Forces members, and the doctors, many of them, are not on strike. They are able to be there, but they don't have supportive strike. Otherwise, the Defence Forces is helping for all the emergencies and the minimal service which can be given to those who can make it to the hospital.
And how would you describe the impact to the common man in Durban as a result of this strike? In terms of transportation and other public services?
Naturally, the government workers make one of the biggest working force. Without them working, naturally it affects the business in general. For example, they move up and down to go to work. The children move up and down to go to school. The nurses move up and down, and plus other government workers. Most of these ones use taxis and buses. Now, without them working, you would understand very well that the taxis, many of them are just sitting and waiting when the customers are not there. That one permeates through in all the business sectors. It is just quiet. It is not as busy as it used to be.